Accession number 19047, Real 4.
Okay, so that's this is Frank Brodian's Real 4, and you've just got to
Seoul.
Seoul in Korea. You said it was hot-ish in November, Frank, when you got there.
We didn't do any training at all. It was just a rest for a couple of weeks, and then moved up.
Moved up to
the front, like
front line.
What we call Kimpo Valley.
Okay.
You're like a big valley, rice paddies and all that, the river through it, and it was very cold at that point in time.
Yeah, because it's now getting on December, January, maybe.
And snow, ice everywhere.
Yeah.
We're in this valley, and the commander decided he'd have a do with these 17 pounders. We lined them up, and there was a big cliff in front of us, up this mountainside, firing at this, and there was Koreans all around us, young kids and lot like, and as soon as they opened up with these ruddy guns, they were off.
North Koreans or South Koreans?
South Koreans.
South Koreans, friendly
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were off then.
Yeah.
Gone.
Because of the noise, they were frightened by the noise.
Yeah, they were frightened by the noise, and we had Christmas in this valley.
Right.
Christmas Day we had in valley, that's how I remember. And being in Ulster Rifles, they had bagpipes.
Bagpipes, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they started with these bagpipes, warming them up. Kids were gone again. It was funny. Frightened them to death, did these damn bagpipes. Screaming and wailing.
But what were you firing at on this hill?
Just cliffs.
Positions. Were they enemy positions?
No, we were nowhere near enemy.
Oh,
it was just a practice run.
Practice.
Yeah, just warming guns up. I don't know why he decided, because the bloody things were useless where we were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there were no tanks. It was just, well, when we were in this Kimpo Valley, when they finally did it as Chinese, there were thousands of them coming down this bloody mountainside in front on us. Well, they were just blasting away like hell with these guns. 17 pounders, we had
firing
their cheeks.
High
open sights.
Yeah.
Their cheeks flying all over.
Yeah.
And they were even coming in with planes and dropping napalm bombs on them.
Would that be the Americans that were doing that?
Yeah, poor buggers running about screaming their ears off, burning. Bloody shocking sight.
How long did that continue, this sort of action that is firing? And
They pulled back after an hour. And the funny part about it, what we were watching, these chinks, what were falling it from, they were the only ones that were armed. Behind them, there were hordes on them with nothing. Only just ammunition. And they were picking rifles up as they were coming down to use.
So they were attacking you, and they weren't armed?
Yeah, well, just the front few at front, like, you know, forward troops. The ones behind coming on were picking their rifles up as they were knocked down. And this went on till sometime in the afternoon when they pulled back. Anyway, at night time they hit us again. It dark. All round us, no bloody chance. Couldn't get out at valley anyway. It were a kit. It were a right cock up. It was actually. The Americans were up left on us. Koreans, South Koreans were up right. They pulled out and left us isolated. And the way out we had to go, it were between, it were like a track, that's all. And it were all iced up, snow and ice everywhere. Tanks had gone out before us, bogged down, slipped off road, blocked road up. We couldn't get through. next thing bloody chinks were all around us. Rounded up.
What was your gun was being pulled by a carrier still then?
Yeah. Carden Lloyd big.
Carden Lloyd tracked vehicle.
Yeah. Mm. Tracked. It was. They were sliding all over the damn place. You could hardly control them on the roads. If they were only tracks, like they weren't proper roads.
Mm. So the Chinese have now surrounded you.
Oh yeah.
You said
prisoner.
When was this? What date roughly is this? You said you spent Christmas there.
We spent Christmas at Valley that rate. It was just after New Year.
Early in the New Year?
Yeah.
Of 1951 or 50?
50.
50.
Yeah. 51.
51?
We're 51, I landed there. And we had Christmas. Yeah. At New Year. 51.
51 when they captured you in January.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going through your mind at this stage, Frank? Oh,
pig sick.
Yeah.
I was pig sick. What the hell am I doing here fighting somebody else's bloody war? That were my attitude to it.
How many were captured with you? Which gets?
I should imagine a couple of hundred dollars.
Really?
We were isolated in Valley.
All gunners?
Yeah. Well, no, there were some infantry with us as well.
Right.
They got isolated.
Right.
Of course, they were coming out at vehicles, like, but vehicles couldn't get out. Mm. They were blocked up. We were blocked off with tanks.
What was their attitude to you, the Chinese attitude to you?
Well, they had this attitude, we treat our prisoners all right and all that sort of thing, but they didn't bother as much, but they marched, first off, tank suit on. You in that carrier. Pointed at this vehicle. And I drove it up this hillside. Overlooking the river, like, you know. Anyway, when I get to the top, they made more for me to turn right, and I goes into this wood. Pushing my way through this wood, and I come to, I'm looking down 100 foot drop.
Yeah.
And it's automatic.
Mm.
It's Carden Lloyd.
Mm.
And he told me to stop, out. So I gets out, left engine running. All he had to do was put the foot on, thingamabob, on the accelerator, and they were gone. They were just nearly hanging over this cliff. Gets out, so they marched me away to joint rest on them, and we marched up this road. I say a road track, I should say. And they pulled us up on the roadside, and there were two Koreans on a machine gun. What hell fire, this is it. Get ready to go, Brody. Was there a wood at back of us? And next thing, this chinky officer comes careering round this corner, like, screaming something at these Koreans.
Well, you were thinking then they were going to shoot you?
Yeah. Oh, aye. I thought that it worked a lot. And he stopped him, this chinky officer. And it were a march up to the top end of North Korea, the Yellow River, from then on.
How far or how long did that take you?
Oh, we were up go for a couple of weeks at least.
Yeah.
Marching. By night, it were all by night. They won't march at day for aircraft.
Yeah, American aircraft.
Of course, they were overhead all the time.
And it was cold, wasn't it?
It was ruddy cold, I'll tell you.
Because it was winter time.
It used to get about 20 below.
Mm.
At that.
Further north all the time.
Yeah. It were terrible. Yellow River, when we got there, were frozen solid. They were going across with bullock and bullock carts, loaded.
Hmm.
Oh, 200 or 300 yards across with Yellow River, where they were going across and bloody deep.
So on this march, this 2 or 3 week march up there, there were 200 to 300 of you, were there?
Yeah. There were Americans, Turks.
Oh, all sorts.
all sorts, have they?
No, I was wondering if it was the 200 to 300 that of you that they captured originally.
Oh no, 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 no. No. They were about 150 originally.
Yeah.
And these others joined later.
I see. I see.
And as we were going through these towns and villages, they were bloody well hitting us with sticks and you name it, everything.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible. Occasionally we managed to kick one of them. When nobody were looking.
What about, did you get fed?
We got fed, yeah, but seaweed mainly, and a thing called sorghum. It was like a big seed.
Mm.
It was bloody awful. Well, it was that bad that blokes were just giving up and wouldn't eat it.
And did many people get sick on that march under? Ill?
No, well, they did. Yeah, they did. But what happened to them, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm.
They were just left it where they were. As far as we were concerned, what happened after we'd gone, I don't know.
They just fell by the side of the road, or a track, or?
Oh, if they were fell, we'd just made us march on.
Mm.
Very likely they bloody shot them, I don't know. We never see it. We didn't see that.
So then after that 3 weeks, you eventually get to this a camp, is it?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, it's a village, actually, that they've turned all villagers out on edge of Yellow River.
Hmm. And where did they put you into?
Yeah. They took the village over for us.
Yeah, but were they brick houses? Were they...
Oh, no,
straw,
no, no. Were they were mud with like straw roofs.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the type of houses that live out in country. And
yeah.
They were quite warm, actually.
Mm.
They, you know, where they'd cook their rice or whatever, the flue went under the floor.
Oh, I see.
And it warmed all the inside.
And the floor central heating.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, aye.
Yeah.
It were quite efficient, really.
Yeah, yeah. How many to one of those huts?
Well, we were led, when you're led down, we're up against one another like that, and during the night, when you woke up, if you wanted to turn, or you had to dig everybody and wake them up to turn.
Everybody had to turn up at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
But how many would there be in one of those huts? Roughly.
It'd be a room about this size.
Again, that's about 15 foot by 12?
Yeah. I think there'd be 20 or 30 on it.
Right, yeah.
Or more.
Yeah. But you only slept in there, presumably?
Yeah.
Because during the day...
We were out.
Doing what?
Humping timber. Carrying timber out at forest.
Hmm. What was that for? To load onto trucks, or...?
Yeah. I don't know what they were doing. That's what we were doing.
Yeah.
Just picking this stuff up and carrying it.
Yeah.
Biggest part of the day, and then we'd get back to camp and we'd give a lecture then for a couple of hours on the evils of capitalism.
Oh.
And all that crap.
You needed that, didn't you?
That's we did. We needed that.
Yeah.
And how good Mickey Mouse was.
But this went on, didn't it? This went on for a while, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because in total, how long were you there?
The full 3 years.
3 years.
Only for going and coming home.
Yeah. Well, when you say apart from going and coming home, you mean by that to the huts,
yeah.
to the timber.
Oh.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Oh, timber and these lectures. That were the easy part of there, sitting and listening to them.
But you were a prisoner for 3 years.
Yes. Near enough.
Getting on. Yeah. And the routine always the same?
Yeah. Yeah. On the good days, we got rice. But you chewing hot rice and get pebbles in it.
Just like boiled rice, was it?
Yeah, boiled rice.
Plain.
With a pile of seaweed on top of it.
So did you lose any weight?
Did I? I felt like a bloody skeleton when I come out. I forget it now. I think I weighed about 8 stone or something like that.
Well, I mean, looking at you now, you're...
14.
14 now. And you're quite tall, aren't you?
Yeah.
So your normal weight then must have been 12 stone?
Yes. Yeah.
Sort of?
Yeah.
So you've lost about, down to 8 stone from about 12? Yeah. But how did they treat you generally? Did they...
Well...
What was the situation there?
It depended how you was. I had an occasion of getting stuff down all up top of this hill during winter, and I were there for 3 weeks, day and night, and they fetched me out of this hall once a day and took to me to the top man's shack, and in the corner he had one of these potbelly stoves. Bloody red hot it was, and he put me as close to it as he could do without me burning, and stood me there for about an hour, fetched me to him. This bloody guard had fetched me to him, and as I can make out, you accept Chinese People's Liberation Army's punishment. That's what I got every day. Naff off.
You used to say that to him every day.
Yeah, that were it.
So he put you back in the hole?
And then they put me back in the hole.
Because you never accepted the punishment?
Oh, no, I didn't. I thought, if you were the bloody one, kill me, get on with it. That were the attitude everybody had there.
Why did they put you in the hole in the first place?
I had butted one at Gert's. They were a little bugger. We had 2 gold teeth at front, and he used to sit on this bloody step when they were having this. See, when they give us this lecture, we're in groups of 10, and one would be head man at group, and he'd be taking notes, which I absolutely refused to do, and it were all on the good things about communism and all this crap. So this particular day, we had this lecture, goes back in, and then you had to sit there and discuss what they'd said and praise it. Now that I couldn't do. And he sat on a step like this, just at doorway. Why you no speak? I've all to say. So he jumped up then, so I jumped up. And he started gibbering away at me, and I just butted him straight with bloody eyes and flattened him. So that's landed me up there in trouble.
Did anybody punish you physically?
No.
They didn't?
No. They just wanted me to agree to accept the punishment, but I wouldn't do it. And by the end of this, we were nearly halfway out.
So that was a hole in the ground they dug?
Yeah.
How deep was the hole?
It was just deep enough to stand up in. Well, I couldn't sit down.
You couldn't sit down?
No, I could squeeze myself down like that.
Yeah.
To get out at wind. No top on it.
Just no. So you could have got out? You could have climbed out?
I could climb out, but I had a personal guard stood over me.
So he'd have hit you and put you back in?
Yeah.
So you must have had... Must have been, when you got out of there after 3 weeks, you must have felt, I don't know how you felt.
I felt bloody awful. Bloody awful. You see, it were one of these places where it were no good trying to break out. I could have walked out of it, but as soon as they see your face, they know that you're not a bloody Korean, don't they?
Yeah.
In fact, one or two did do. But they eventually come back, and by did they bloody suffer when they come back.
What, physical beating?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 I was surprised I didn't get bloody beat up after that. I did that with this chink. Chinky guard.
What time of the year were you in this hole? then, Frank. We're in winter time. So again, freezing cold.
Yeah.
At night.
Oh, I stood up. Bloody jigging all the time.
You couldn't sleep, could you?
Oh, well, I did sleep. Some, you know, sort of.
Yeah.
You couldn't help but do. You had to just, I just bloody dozed off, collapsed off.
Yeah.
Whitened up. But that was worse when I was stood outside of that ruddy stove. It were agonising, that.
Because it was so hot?
Yeah.
It was almost scorching, you're burning, I suppose,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, in that way, you saw them as being cruel, really, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there much other punishment going on that you
Well, what they used to do, we're outside of this river, and of course it were like a big beach, if you will, where we was, and it full of pebbles like that.
Yeah.
And what they used to do, they used to get one of these straw sacks, fill it, put it on your back, walk about 30 yards out beach to another guard, empty it back, fill it, back again to another guard, fill it, and that's how you went on, till you actually collapsed.
Hmm. A pointless thing. Just getting you to do something that was totally pointless.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, this damn timber that we used to cut, we used to go up it forest, and when there wasn't any forest near us, they used to float it in big rafts up the river.
Hmm.
To where our camp was. Mm. It all went to a sawmill, what they were doing with it, I don't know. Mm. And we were picking these logs out at river and carrying them up this bloody hillside, about one in two gradient, like that way, sort of thing.
Yeah, zigzags.
And you can imagine anybody tall were getting a bloody punishment.
Yeah. Did this camp have a name, or?
No, you know, no, it didn't have a name, no.
It was on this Yellow River, I think.
Yeah,
said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was up north somewhere?
Oh, right up north, yeah. Top end.
Yeah.
Well, Yellow River is dividing China from Korea, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You would know better than I. So, 3 years. So then you had 3 years, and then presumably the war comes to an end.
Yeah.
There. And you get released, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. They relieved all these first.
Sorry?
All these people that had helped broadcasting. There were people at camp that were broadcasting for Chinese.
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah. And all these what so-called goody-goodies, we had them in the camp I were in. If you said anything against the Chinese, word got back to them that you'd done it.
English people, or what were they?
Americans and English. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
They're all in with it.
They did it to stay out of trouble.
To stay out of themselves. Got save cigarettes themselves. And more food, like, you know.
Yeah. So what happened to those people when you were all released?
Well, they went first. They were gone. They went a month before we did.
Hmm.
They kept us back. And then handed us over.
Because I imagine that if you were all released at the same time, some of you people would have taken it out on those guys, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
I can imagine.
Hey, make no bones about it. We want that. Yeah.
Mm.
We all knew who they were.
Yeah.
In fact, during one escapade at camp I were in, I had a big mate, he was American, Bobby, and... we were big pals, me and him. We used to do all sorts of things, pilfering and, you know, name it, everything we could get out of from Chinese, we'd get it.
Mm.
And I got a notebook, and the bloody thing was written in English. And they wrote names at the informers in it. And very quickly I passed it on, out at road. And one on an end ended up at toilet. dead. They were a Yank and all.
This American's name was in the book?
Yeah.
As an informer?
Yeah.
Yeah, and your American mate or somebody arranged the accident.
And these toilets, I think there'd be about 250 on us at camp. It was just a big old dugout ground with poles across it.
Yeah.
What you stood on.
Yeah.
And it was 2/3 full.
Yeah.
Depth of that thing.
Yeah.
They were in it. Dead.
Funny, he was in there.
No, there were a lot of things went on.
Well, it just shows you, doesn't it? It just shows you the depths of people's emotions.
Yes.
That they should do that.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim. Frank. You just retold the story of this American that was
knocked off, put to sleep.
Yeah, because of his informing
habits. Yeah.
But this was the war had finished now, hadn't it? And you're now being released from the camps.
Yeah. We got word from Chinese, you go home, they said. Hmm. They piled us all into these trucks and drove us back down Korea. Hmm. And a pretty air-raising bloody drive it was, I know.
Yes. Yes. Over tracks or over
cliffs, hanging over cliffs and all sorts.
Anyway,
we finally got there, ragtag and bobtail in rags.
Yeah.
And before we got to this camp, we come to this section of road, and there's haversacks, clothing, you name it, chucked out roadside. All these Koreans going back, they were scared to bloody death.
Hmm.
Are going back, you know.
This is what this is. South Koreans going back?
Yeah.
Back north?
Yeah. You know what? They took prisoner.
Oh, I see.
Ex-prisoners.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were going back up north.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were scared to ruddy death. They didn't want to be catched with anything on them that was American.
Oh, I see.
And everything they had were dumped on the road. As they were going past, they were chucking it out at trucks.
Yeah.
They were just going back in underclothes.
Hmm.
Shorts and that. We passed trucks on them.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't want to be associated when they got back to North Korea with anything American or Western.
No, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything whatsoever.
Mm. So you went back to where? A place, did you say 38th parallel just now?
Yeah.
We
were released on the 38th parallel and we went into the outskirts of Seoul.
Mm.
And well, it was just delousing and everything like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Giving you uniforms?
Uniforms and everything.
Mm. Well, army uniforms?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. British. Yeah. You got your own uniform.
Mm. Mm.
And then led into a tent and a big feed at front of you.
Right. That must have been...
very exciting.
I guess so. After the last 3 years,
yeah,
you've been living on, it seems to me,
sorghum and
rice,
millet, and
seaweed, and
millet and seaweed, and occasionally a bit of rice.
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah,
yeah. And now you've gone into this room, this place, for the first time. You're clean. You've got new clothes on.
Yeah.
And what's on the table?
Steak. Or whatever you wanted. Yeah.
So how long did you sit down there eating?
It lasted about 2 hours. It lasted about 2 hours. But that's another thing about this POW camp. You never heard a bloke mention a woman. Food.
Mm.
Turkey. Pork, you name it. They were drawing pictures of turkeys with steam coming off them. Thinking back, it were funny.
But I suppose you can understand the thinking of that, can't you?
Yeah.
Because a woman is wonderful, but a woman is not going to save your life.
No, in that situation.
Turkey, that turkey, if you're starving, is going to save your life.
Yeah. And actually, one bloke. He were ex-marine. this lad. He were in the same hut as me, and he wouldn't eat. And I forced it into him. Me and this Bob here, we grabbed him and put him down on the floor on his back and held him down and actually rammed it into him.
Mm.
Whatever we had.
Mm.
You're going to live.
Mm.
And that lad lived. And when we come out, he lived to thank us.
Sure. But why wouldn't he decide not to eat?
He'd given up.
Given up.
There were a few like that.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Couldn't see any sense in it. Couldn't see any point in it.
They couldn't see any point in it. No. They did.
Mm.
In fact, there were quite a number of them walked into the river and just drowned their bloody selves.
I meant to ask you, because there must have been people that died.
Oh, yeah.
While you were in for 3 years.
Yeah, you'd wake up and look next to you dead.
Mm.
Done that.
Mm. Must have happened.